tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another fantastic episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. And inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss a subject which is very much realistic and for which we make efforts almost every day of our life, running behind the hustle and bustle of this world. And that subject is related to our bread and butter. Bread and butter generally refers to the efforts that we make in order to seek our sustenance, which we have been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is sunnah to look for our sustenance. At the same time, it is a worthy act to go and earn the sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has kept for us, and to go and obtain it and achieve it and then support our families with that. Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of us who are striving to earn a halal livelihood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all strength to and give barakah in your sustenance, in your rizq, so that you can support your loved ones. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Before we discuss our topic, let's inshallah azawajal first and foremost recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is fard and mandatory as an employee to learn the essential ruling of rizq and in terms of employment, subhanAllah, because most of us are working class people and we work to earn our daily livelihood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the guarantee that it is on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant sustenance for whoever is thriving on this earth. Allah azza wa jal says in the first verse of the 12th chapter in the Holy Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. And there is none that walks upon the earth whose sustenance does not depend on the mercy of Allah. And there are sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard for those who earn halal livelihood. The purest of food is that which you eat from your own earning. In the second hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, undoubtedly a Muslim professional is befriended by Allah azza wa jal. And in the third hadith, it is mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, may the one who starts his evening having been tired because of labor be forgiven on that evening. One who ends up his evening with fatigue due to labor, may that evening of his be the evening of forgiveness. Subhanallah, there are so many glad tidings about the ones who are striving hard to earn halal livelihood. And subhanallah, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given all these beautiful glad tidings for that individual. In the next hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Jannah is for the one who has pure earnings. And he again says in another hadith that there are some sins whose expiation is neither salah, no fast, no hajj or umrah. Their expiation is those troubles a person suffers in search of halal earnings. الله أكبر. سيدنا إمام محمد ابن محمد ابن محمد غزالي رحمة الله تعالى عليه, he has quoted the sayings of a saint in the second volume of Ihya Ulumuddin, that when a Muslim eats the first morsel of his halal food, his previous sins are forgiven. And the person who goes to a place of humiliation in search of halal sustenance, his sins fall like the leaves of a tree. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a person takes a long journey. His hair is untidy and body is covered with dust. His condition indicates that whatever prayer he makes will be answered. And in this state, he lifts his hand towards the sky and says, Oh Rab, Oh my Lord. And he prays, he makes dua. But while he is making this dua, his food is haram, his drink is haram, and his clothes are haram, and his nourishment is haram. How can then his prayer be answered? If you wish that your prayers be answered, then earn lawful and halal sustenance. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam again warns us against the haram sustenance. He says that a time will come upon people when man will not care how he gets a thing by means of halal or haram. And do we not see it in our day-to-day life, in the world around us? This very attitude which the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has discussed in his Mubarak hadith. You know, nowadays people are going to get that thing, whether by hook or by crook. And this is what people say, that I'm going to get it. This is my dream come true. And I will let nothing deter me from my commitment to earn that thing, whether the right way or the wrong way. And this is the danger that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us against. And where he has stated, as his ummah, we must know that this time will come and we'll be tempted. And here we are reminded in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a time will come upon people when man will not care how he gets a thing by means of halal or haram. Another warning we have been given in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that if the one who earns haram gives in charity, his earning is haram and he gives it in charity, it is not accepted. And if he spends it, there is no blessing in it. And if he leaves it behind after death, then it will take him to hell. Allah Azza wa Jal does not erase evil through evil, but he erases evil through good. Undoubtedly, evil does not erase an evil. Yes. Two wrongs don't make a right. And now again, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns against the dangers of, you know, unlawfully or unjustly making business. He says that whoever sells defective goods without showing its defect, he will always remain subject to the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the angels will curse him forever. Either this person will get the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the angels will curse that individual forever. It is stated in Mukashifatul Qulub that if a haram morsel enters the stomach of a person, every angel of the sky and the earth will curse him until the morsel remains in his stomach. And if he dies in the same state with haram morsel in his stomach, he will enter hell. Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true wisdom of Islam and grant us the understanding of the things that are lawful, and grant us tawfiq to abstain from those things that are unlawful. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with halal sustenance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. As we all know, dear viewers, that our sustenance, it depends on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what happens, it will get to you. Yes. Here, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا And there is no one that walks upon the earth whose sustenance is not upon the responsibility of Allah's generosity. Subhanallah. It is narrated, the viewers, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to go and approach Pharaoh and invite him towards righteousness, towards embracing Islam. And in this regard, Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had concerns about the well-being of his family, what will happen to them after him. So he said, Ya Rab, who will look after my family? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to strike his staff on a stone. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he struck his staff on a stone, and what happened? It burst open and there was yet another stone inside it. He then struck his asa, his staff again on that stone, the second stone that was there. So it burst open. So there was yet a third stone within that stone. Allahu Akbar. Then he struck that stone as well with his asa, with his staff. What he finds, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that when he struck this third stone, finally with his asa, with his staff, inside that stone, what came out from that stone? A small worm. And what this worm had in its mouth, it had something in its mouth. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And then the veils were lifted from the hearing capacity of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and then he hears that same worm saying something. What was that worm saying? Glory be to the one who sees me and who hears my plea, and he knows my place, and he remembers me and does not forget me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, have you seen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides sustenance in such mysterious ways? Allahu Akbar. We have been commanded that if we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will grant us sustenance from where we cannot even fathom. And this we have been taught in the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. And here, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was worried about the well-being of his family. And he says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rab, who will look after my family? To that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved him of all his worries, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grant sustenance to this worm inside three thick layers of stones, then of course he can look after the family of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after millions and billions of fish in the ocean, He looks after millions and billions of animals in the jungles, He looks after so many millions and billions of creatures on different planets, subhanallah, all these organisms. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of our sustenance as well. So we need to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal, and then we will see the barakah of it. Dear viewers, we have an amazing kalam, subhanallah. It is related to the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hasbi rabbi jallallah, by our honorable Rukne Shura, Maulana Haji Abdul Habib Attari, hafizahullah. Let's inshallah go for the kalam, and we'll be back and continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin, huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. Ya Rabbal Alameen,
Allahu Allah,
Salli ala Taha al-Ameen,
Allahu Allah,
Fi kulli waqtin wahin,
Allahu Allah, Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah,
الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
املأ قلبي باليقين
الله الله
ثبتني على هذا الدين
الله الله
واغفر لي والمسلمين
الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
وہ تنہا کون ہے
الله الله
بادشاہ وہ کون ہے
الله الله
مہرباں وہ کون ہے
الله الله
کیا اونچی شان ہے
الله الله
سب دلوں کی جان ہے
الله الله
اس کی اپنی شان ہے
الله الله حسبی ربی جل اللہ الله الله ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ الله الله نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
راز دل کے جانے وہ
الله الله
حال بھی پہچانے وہ
الله الله
پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ
الله الله
آسیوں کی آس ہے
الله الله
اس کی رحمت خاص ہے
الله الله
سب دلوں کے پاس ہے
الله الله حسبی ربی جل اللہ الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Oh Allah the Almighty
Allahu Allah
Protect me and guide me
Allahu Allah
Through your love and mercy
Allahu Allah Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah Allahu Allah Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah Allahu Allah محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Who is the all-capable?
الله الله
The curer and the healer
الله الله
Who's the dominant all over?
الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Of other gunah
الله الله
عالم بادشاه
الله الله
يرقلرن بناها
الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
اشهد الله دردي مي بوه لرامه رحمه له bağışla günahlarım. Hayra ileyhem akşam ham sabahlarım.
Allah hasbi Rabbi Celle Allah. Allahu Allah. Ma fi kalbi gayrullah. Allahu Allah. Nuri Muhammed sallallahu. Allahu Allah, la ilaha illallah. Allahu Allah,
Rabbul Mashriqayn wa Rabbul Maghribayn, fabi-ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban. وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے, تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے؟ Lord of the two easts and the two wests, so which of your Lord's favors will you deny?
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Welcome back dear viewers. Subhanallah, we were listening to the wonderful kalam Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, and I hope you also made the zikr along with our Rukn Shura Hafizahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him, and may he recite many more kalams so we get to hear his lovely voice together with that, and the zikr of Allah, the zikr of beloved Rasul Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, coming back to our topic of discussion, and that is our bread and butter. In this regard, there is yet another parable where it is mentioned that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates that I went out somewhere with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, and we saw that there was a bird, and that bird was singing something with a loud voice. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Anas, do you know what this bird is chirping? What is it saying? And I said in response that Allah and his Rasul know best about that. Qal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the bird is saying, O my Lord, you have taken away my eyes. You have created me blind. So Allah grant me sustenance, for I am hungry. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu then says that while we were in the middle of this, and we see that a bird comes, a second bird comes, and it is the locust. And that locust, it entered the mouth of this bird. So this bird swallowed the locust. And then the bird started chirping in a loud voice, and it was singing. Faqala alayhi salam, O Anas, do you know what this bird is chirping and saying? And I said, Allah and his Rasul know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam said, it's saying that all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, who does not forget the one who remembers him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in another narration, it is mentioned that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the bird is saying, Man tawakkal ala Allahi kafahu, he who relies on Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. It is also mentioned that it was written on the sword of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and there were four words that were written on his sword. Arizqu maqsumun, the rizq has been distributed, the sustenance of Allah is distributed. Wal harisu mahrumun, and the one who is greedy, he is deprived of it. Wal bakhil mazmum, and the one who is a miser, he is disgraced. Wal hasid maghmum, and the one who envies, who is jealous, that person is saddened. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And it is mentioned in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he who's hungry and who's in need, and he keeps it hidden from people, he doesn't go to people and says and complains about his poverty, and he presents his matter in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the right of Allah azza wa jal that he opens the dose of sustenance for that individual for an entire year. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is what happens when we rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is mentioned beautifully in the verse of the Holy Quran that he who believes in Allah and the last day, he is advised with this, and whosoever fears Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will create for him a way of salvation. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will provide him sustenance from where he could not even imagine. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is what happens when we place our trust in the divine mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to the virtues of gaining halal sustenance. Sayyidina Yahya bin Mu'az rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that obedience is hidden in the divine treasure and dua is the key leading to this treasure. Halal food is the teeth of the key, and if the key has no tooth, then what happens? The door of the treasure will not be opened. Then how can one manage to get success? Allahu Akbar. If the keys don't have teeth, then the lock cannot be opened with such keys. Then how can one manage to get access to the obedience hidden into it? Therefore, protect and be careful about the morsel you eat and purify your meal, so that you will find the nur and light of your virtuous deeds, not the darkness of bad deeds after you have died. Refrain from the sins of consuming haram so that you could gain the pleasure of never-ending blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers, inshallah, that we will mention some beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to earning halal sustenance. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever earned lawful wealth and then ate it himself or wore the clothing obtained from that earning and fed others, such as his family and other people, and made them wear clothes, then this deed of his is a blessing and purity for him. And Sayyidina Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah, please make dua that Allah Azza wa Jal answers my prayer. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Sa'd, atib mat'amaka takun mustajab ad-da'wa. Purify what you eat, your prayers will be answered. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In another hadith, it is mentioned that whoever eats halal for 40 days, Allah Azza wa Jal will brighten his heart and will make the springs of wisdom flow out of his tongue. He will say the words of wisdom and Allah Azza wa Jal will guide him in the world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal commands us in the glorious Quran, eat and drink with pleasure the reward of what you sent ahead in the past days. And it is also mentioned in the Holy Quran with regards to eating that which is clean and pure, which is halal, which is lawful. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, Ya ayyuhan nasu kulu mimma fil ardi halalan tayyiba wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. O mankind, eat from what is lawful and pure in the earth and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Undoubtedly, he is your open enemy. And in this regard, there is a yardstick that was established by the leader of the hundreds of Hanafis, subhanallah, thousands of Hanafis. And he is none other than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who would do trade in order to earn halal livelihood. He was a businessman. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a prominent cloth merchant. And he would follow Islamic principles even as a trader, he would do the well-wishing of the Muslims and do them favors. Sayyidina Hafs bin Abdurrahman rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has stated that I would participate in the trade of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. While sending me goods, he would inform me, "Oh Hafs, such and such cloth has some defect. Tell it to the buyer when you sell it." Sayyidina Hafs rahimahullah once sold the goods but forgot to tell about the defect before selling. When Imam Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali came to know about it, he gave the amount of all the clothes in charity and sadaqah. Subhanallah. We've just heard how careful and cautious Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was about earning halal livelihood and refraining from haram and doubtful things. Undoubtedly, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali knew that the unlawful and doubtful things can bring no blessings at all, whereas lawful and pure sustenance is full of blessings. Perhaps this is the reason why he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh did not like to have earnings from sold clothes and spent all of them in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this parable of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, those people should learn a lesson who obsess about accumulating wealth and increasing their bank balance, assuming it to be the sole aim of their life. At times, these people, driven by pure greed for wealth, commit haram deeds while having financial dealings, causing destructions not only to themselves, but also to their family members. Remember that the more wealth one possesses in the world, the greater accountability one will face on the day of judgment. We should always earn, eat, and make others eat halal sustenance, as halal sustenance has great virtues. Describing the excellence of halal sustenance, Hujjatul Islam, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has quoted the saying of a saint in the second volume of Ihya Ulumuddin. He says that when a Muslim eats the first morsel of his halal food, his previous sins are forgiven, and the person who goes to a place of humiliation in search of halal sustenance, his sins fall like the leaves of a tree. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have learned these beautiful values from Quran and Sunnah. And if we were to summarize it, then such valuable lessons are there for us to extract and derive, that the Muslim who feeds halal to his family leads to a peaceful and prosperous life. Those who earn and eat halal gain a special status among people. Those who earn and eat halal see blessings in their business. Sins of those who earn and eat halal are forgiven and their prayers are answered. Subhanallah. And there is such great excellence of earning and eating that which is halal and lawful that one likes to keep describing and listening to it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have listened to the Quranic verses in this regard and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, parables of the pious predecessors. And now here, there's a beautiful parable mentioned on page number 223 and 224 of Uyunul Hikayat, volume 1, a 410-page book published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami. And it is mentioned that Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, has stated that I once traveled to a city named Tarsus in search of halal sustenance. When I reached over there, a man approached me and said, "I need a farmer to look after my fruit orchard. Are you willing to look after my garden on a wage?" So I responded, "Yes, I would like to do so." So I went with that person and began to work with great dedication and hard work. One day, the owner of the garden, along with some of his friends, arrived in the garden and asked me to bring some best quality, sweetest kind of grapes. Listening to this, I presented the grapes to him in a vast quantity. When the owner ate a grape, it was sour. He said to me, O farmer, pity on you. You have been working here for a long time, but still you have been unable to recognize and make a differentiation between sweet and sour grapes, though you would be eating grapes from here all day and night. I said to him, by Allah, I have not tasted even a single grape from this garden of yours to date, because I have been here only for looking after this garden. It is for this reason I could not identify which grapes are sweet and which ones are sour. Listening to this, the owner said to his friends, could there be anything stranger than this, that a person stays for a long time in this garden so honestly that he does not even eat a single piece from it? This person seems pious and abstinent like Ibrahim bin Adham, subhanallah, not knowing that he is actually speaking to Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said that I got back to my work and then the owner left the garden. Subhanallah, the deep eagerness of earning halal, absolute honesty and utmost piety of Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was truly commendable. And if he willed, he would have received his desired food easily by supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But he knew that dignity lies in hard work. Yes, there is no alternative to hard work. His trustworthiness, piety, ascetism were truly matchless. Though Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, a great high-ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looked after the entire orchard, and if he had willed, he would have relished eating the bunch of grapes from the orchard, but he was not one of those who would not care about the distinction between halal and haram, who would betray the trust and whose focus of attention is the wealth of others. No, rather, he was well aware of the significance and excellence of eating halal food. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, these are the lessons that we get to learn. Allahu Akbar. As we know that, you know, nowadays we see around us the people in the businesses, people at their jobs who would really not be honest in their dealings, in their work environment. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forewarned us about the dangers of this, and he has told us that a time will come upon people when man will not care or at all about how he earned wealth, whether it is by haram means or by halal means. Commenting on this hadith, the renowned commentator, the great thinker of the ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he said that people will get negligent in religion in the last era. They will badly get stuck in the financial worries. They will only care about accumulating and multiplying wealth without distinguishing between halal and haram fearlessly, as it is common these days. It is stated in another hadith that a time will come upon people when the religion of a religious person will not remain safe except for the person who runs from one mountain to the other and from one cave to the other in order to protect his religion. At that time, one will not be able to earn a living without displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal. When faced with this situation, man will suffer destruction at the hands of his own wife and at the hands of his own children. If there is no wife and children, he will suffer destruction at the hands of his parents. If there are no parents, he will suffer destruction at the hands of his relatives and neighbors. The blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, how will it happen? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, they will make him ashamed of poverty. At that time, he will go to places of destruction. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. On the day of judgment, we may fall into disgrace because of those relatives for whom we remain busy in earning sustenance day and night. In our society nowadays, people are occupied with fulfilling their family's desires and demand without even bothering if these desires are permissible or impermissible. We are so blindly driven by greed for money that we do not consider an evil to be an evil when it comes to earning the sustenance by haram means. Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us all against haram sustenance, haram money, haram livelihood, haram food and haram drinks. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. It is indeed our responsibility to fulfill the rights of our mother, our father, our wife, our children and other relatives. But however, for fulfilling their desires and escaping the blame, if we keep on accumulating wealth without making a distinction between halal and haram, and if we don't make their mind to have patience and place their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal and remain grateful to Him, feel contentment in difficult times, and if we do not teach them the difference between halal and haram, then it is quite possible that on the day of judgment, these very relatives will make a complaint against us in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that we suffer and punishment. And they will say that, you know, we did it on our own. He fed us from haram earnings. The blame will be on us. Allahu Akbar. So we need to really create awareness about it in our homes, in our social circles. Sayyidina Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahimahullah ta'ala, he has stated that it is narrated that amongst a man's relatives, the closest relative are his wife and children. On the day of judgment, the wife and children of a man will make a complaint in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will say, "Oh our Lord, make this person compensate for our unfulfilled right. He never taught us about our religion and he provided us with haram sustenance and we were unaware. We didn't even know." The person would be beaten so severely for earning haram sustenance that his flesh would come off his bones. Allahu Akbar. Then he would be brought to the mizan where angels would bring his good deeds equivalent to mountains. Then one of his family members would come and say, "I am short of good deeds." And he will take some of the good deeds. Then another person from his family will say, "You made me eat sustenance from interest." And he will also take some of his good deeds. In this way, his family members will take all of his good deeds. Then he would say, turning his face towards his wife and children in despair, that, "Alas, now I have the burden of those sins and actions of cruelty which I committed for your sake to make you happy." The angels will announce, "He is the unfortunate person whose family has taken all of his good deeds and he entered hell because of them." Gar tu naraz hua meri halakat hogi. Hai main nare jahannam mein jalunga ya rab. Dard sar ho ya bukhar aaye tadap jata hoon. Main jahannam ki saza kaise sahunga ya rab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us salvation from the punishment. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Now, dear brothers, think about this scenario that we are presented with. Just think for a moment that how unfortunate the person is whose own family members will take all of his good deeds and they will attain salvation, leaving him empty-handed. Allah, Allah. Our society has engulfed in evils to such an extent that people commit countless and grave sins in business dealings, merely to satisfy their greed for wealth. Replicas, adulterated foods, and defective goods are being sold as original. Those stuff that have been expired on the shelf, the expiry date is rubbed off. They're putting another expiry date, Allahu Akbar, extending the shelf life wrongfully of that item which wasn't suitable for consumption. Having high standards and top quality. Allah, Allah. They sell their goods praising, over praising the goods. No, this product is so nice and it will do this, it will do that. Whereas it doesn't even do half the things that one is promised. If the purchaser identifies a defect in the item, the seller does not hesitate in even swearing false oath to reassure the purchaser that the product is free from all defects. Allahu Akbar. We are very happy to gain the profit from that item. But when it comes to after sale service, if the item was defective, we want to come out clean. No, it wasn't my fault. In some cases, the consumers are supposed to purchase the receipt for that item, the invoice for the item. Even though the shopkeeper knows the customer, that the customer did buy not very long ago, it is within the guarantee period. But because maybe the customer lost the receipt. So the shopkeeper will say, you have lost the receipt. You have no proof that you bought it from me. Allahu Akbar. In this way also, we know very well that this product was purchased from my shop. But we deny it. White lie. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, some people are blindly driven by greed for becoming rich and wealthy, traveling in expensive and luxury cars, becoming famous and acquiring high status, living the life of luxury with all the modern comforts. And we like to own properties, mills, factories, industries. In doing so, we remain busy in pursuing the possession for having a healthy bank balance. While doing all of this, we are violating the rights of others. We do not care if they need to ruin someone's family's life, violate someone's rights, so even kill someone to satisfy the greed. This is the harsh reality. This is the sad reality. Just ponder over the fact that we are extremely careful in our personal matters, that people do not deceive us. We don't like to be deceived. If we need to refuel our vehicle, receive large amount of money from someone, purchase a shop, house, a piece of land or other goods, have some documents prepared, we carry out a careful analysis and do not take any steps unless we are satisfied. On the other hand, regretfully, people become extremely careless with regards to the earning of the consuming halal and lawful and pure sustenance. And where they need to take into consideration and take all measures and all precautions to refrain from everything that is haram and impermissible. Yes, inshallah. Listen to some of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I swear by the one under whose power the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, a man puts a haram morsel into his stomach, so his 40 days of deeds are not accepted. And fire is better for the person who has consumed haram and interest to nourish his flesh. In the next hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when the deceased is placed on the bier and he is raised, his soul anxiously cries and sits on that place. And then it cries out, oh my relatives, ensure that the world does not play with you like it has played with me. I accumulated halal and non-halal wealth, and then I have left the wealth for others. Its benefit is for them and its harm is for me. Therefore, learn a lesson from whatever I have faced. But because we can't hear, we don't know. But we are told in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is what a deceased says. A person who purchases a cloth with 10 dirham, and if 1 dirham out of 10 dirham is haram, then his salah will not be accepted until any portion of that cloth remains in his use. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all halal sustenance and increase our halal sustenance. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace.